We continue chatting this evening about the Mail and Guardian 200 Young South African list. And earlier on the program, we spoke about MJ Khan, and now we chat to Zakir Mait, chairman of the Media Review Network, and also Zaid Ibrahim, head of Joburg Metro Caring City Initiative. Zakir, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi, and always a pleasure to be on Radio Islam.
How are you this evening, Zakir?
Alhamdulillah, can't complain with the du'as and support of the community. Shukr to Allah.
Alhamdulillah. Zaid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi, Mufti Musaji. Great to be here, and jazakallah for taking the time to interview me.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us. We really appreciate you taking out the time. Zakir, let us begin with you, Zakir. How did it feel when you saw your name amongst the Mail and Guardian 200 Young South African list?
Well, it was a shock. I'm deeply humbled by the listing. Although I can't take any credit for it, all praise belongs to Allah, and any error is my own. And if there's any credit to be given, it is to the wonderful team at the Media Review Network. I don't think it was a listing for myself, but rather the wonderful work that the entire team at Media Review does on a daily basis, dedicating themselves, even their private time after hours, to the issues that we deal with. So I was deeply humbled to be part of that list, but I do believe that that if any credit has to be given, it has to be given to the team at the Media Review Network.
Yes, it's always a team effort, especially in the organizations that we all serve in. Zaid, coming to you now, your story is rather unique. You took to politics and governance when most kids your age were concerned with other things. And one of the key aspects that you covered is the Chris Hani assassination. How did that affect your entire career path?
Well, I don't think it's sort of a direct influence in terms of the career path, but more about the kind of awareness that it brought about, that we are a country in transition. There's something happening here. As a little kid trying to figure out how to find sort of your space in the world and what that actually means, I think was the impetus for trying to sort of understand this world in which we live in. So it is but one event, I think, at a critical time in history when, like we say, other kids were really playing outside and having fun. And in some way, this is basically the one of the stimulating moments to see things differently, perhaps.
Zakir, will this accolade assist in shining more spotlight on the subject, your fight for so strongly, like the justice for the Palestinian, and also freedom for Sheikh Bassiouni?
I think that the accolade is just something that is to be placed on a list. I think it doesn't detract us from our primary mission, whether this accolade came forth or not. I think that the issues of justice are paramount within society today, and it is an obligation upon one and all to participate. And a perfect example you've just listed is that of Sheikh Bassiouni. We've dealt with the case from the get-go, 7 months without trial. We've also received reports that Sheikh Bassiouni's back has been fractured in 3 places, and that becomes paramount for us to struggle for justice, whether there's an accolade or not. And inshallah, we hope that we can continue with the work that we do with the du'as and the support of the community.
Yes, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the strength in that regard. Zaid, tell us more about the Joburg Metro's Caring City Initiative.
Okay, well, that's quite an interesting project that we're actually developing. To think about it in context, cities are very sort of harsh places, and I do represent the sort of local government, which is ultimately the sphere of government with the worst reputation at the moment. You know, it's the sphere of government closest to people, but it's the sphere of government that takes the most amount of flack by people. So cities, by their very nature, are somewhat uncaring, they're harsh, they're cold, they're about driving a particular agenda, about growing, etc. It's based on the fact, and this Caring Cities is a project which we're hosting, or we're driving with 7 cities around the world, one of them actually being Ramallah in Palestine as well, to devise and develop a Caring Cities barometer. Now, this is the first kind of a project of its type, as it's driven by young people. So there are 7 young people from all these cities, Berlin, Sao Paulo, Buenos Aires, to name a few. And we're coming together to actually look at what and how to actually make cities more caring. And what are the kind of factors that we need to actually, sort of derive and develop so that city administration, city government officials around the world can actually understand what it means to be more caring. And this is all albeit in the context of a very uncaring sort of world in which we perceive ourselves to be in as local government in some way or the other.
Interesting, and the list of cities that you also listed on that is you know, across the globe and various parts of the world, and very interesting that Ramallah forms part of that. Now, Zakir, anything that you'd like to share with our young listeners out there in terms of pursuing a career path?
I think that the youth at the moment are in a position where it is not an option to be on the sidelines. History is being made with the hands of the youth. And I think that materialism at the moment cannot be the be-all and end-all of society. I think our society has to be shaped by the principles of justice. And I think that I share that in common with my brother on the other side, Zaid Ibrahim, in the same sense. So I think that if we can partner up as youth within our own community, we can do much to alleviate issues of poverty and then speak to broader justice, issues of Palestine, issues of the war of terror, issues of Guantanamo and unlawful torture, as well as the assassinations by drones that are occupying the skies throughout the world. I think that youth have a very important role to play, and that inshallah I think that we will see a breakthrough in the fight against Islamophobia as well as global justice.
Ameen. Zaid, how do you plan to change the world we're living in, and first and foremost Johannesburg?
One step at a time. Becoming more caring might be the first step at doing it. Trying to understand who our constituents are and how to actually engage with them a lot better is perhaps one way in which we can do it. But I think a lot of it is also sort of linked to what Zakir has said. The cities around the world, and Johannesburg in particular, is becoming more younger. You know, and the country itself is becoming younger. In fact, the whole world is going to be far more younger in another 20 or 30 years' time than it is right now. So it's important that we are able to do things better today so that we are able to ensure a better future for tomorrow. And I think these are simple things, perhaps, and they're not the most complicated things we need to do. Solving poverty, inequality, unemployment are pretty much some of the rhetoric that goes around, but the way in which we need to do it starts with how we educate, change minds, and find ways of sort of, you know, taking collective responsibility across all citizens. So it starts small, I do believe. We need to learn a lot more in the context of which we're coming from, and also try to mentor as much as we possibly can as well, where there are points of success and where there are things that can actually be utilized to extract greater benefit for everybody. And I think in some way, that's kind of the message. We need to be able to take collective responsibility, as citizens, as urban citizens, because every single day we are all urban citizens and we interact with the services of urban citizens on a daily basis. So I think it's incredibly critical that we too have a responsibility as citizens to ensure that the environment that we are in is safeguarded, is protected, and can be a lot more caring in both ways in some way.
Yes, absolutely. Any final words from you, Zakir?
I'd just like to thank Radio Islam for always providing us an opportunity to share our views on many issues, and the Basuni campaign by partnering with us and being one of the partners in the search for liberation of an innocent man. And also the community, I think that any organization, be it Media Review Network or any other civil organization, would be nothing without the support of the community and the South African population. And we make shukr to Allah for giving us the opportunity to be part of his ranks, of his soldiers. So we ask for continuous du'as and the support of the community. And inshallah, we hope that our continuous trajectory will result in a breakthrough, as I said, in the fight against Islamophobia, which is becoming a focal point within society as well as the global context, and also in the liberation of Palestine as well as other issues of justice.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality. Zaid, your final words?
In the same vein, I mean, I'll second Zakir on the other side there. We have to thank Radio Islam for also mobilizing and publicizing the work that city government does in many ways. without mobilizing people, you'll never be able to get people to take that collective responsibility. But just another message perhaps, and I think it's something that's very important, particularly for young people today, is to continuously read. Read as much as you can, read everything, read all the time, and read a lot. Because I think that will empower you to think a lot better about the kind of world we live in. It will empower you to make better decisions and to become more responsible citizens, responsible human beings, responsible youth in some way or the other. So I think it's an important message that we want to leave to young people out there to think about and to continuously try to shape, particularly in the world in which we're living in now. And as Brother Zakir alluded to it very much earlier in the conversation, the challenges and the role of the youth are quite critical at this particular point in world history in some way. So, yeah.
I would also like to take this opportunity to congratulate you both, Zakir and Zaid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you all from strength to strength and give you the ability to continue with the great work, inshallah. May Allah accept from one and all. Jazakumullah khair for your time this evening and all the best for the future.
Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Yes, it's really heartwarming that the list that has been released by Mail and Guardian, 200 young South Africans, and we have a number of Muslims on that list, all making their marks in different parts, in different ways, different parts of society. Allah accept from one and all.